This is Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Of course, we are here in Sefer Bamidbar, and of course, not such great episodes coming in these coming weeks of Bamidbar. Of course, we're talking about Shalach in a minute, and of course, we're going to come to Korach in a couple of episodes. Not such great things going on, but there is always something to learn from the Parsha. There's always something we can learn from the Parsha. There's always something that we could glean and see in the Parsha. When it comes to the idea of looking at this Parsha, when it comes to the idea where we could see what to glean from the Parsha, we don't have to look any further than the first word of the Parsha. The first words of the Parsha. It says, Shalach Lecha Anashim. First of all, let's be honest. Was the idea of the spies something that had to be done? Was this something that Hashem commanded them to do? Was this something Hashem wanted them to do? Was this something necessary? We know in Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu talks about it, that really they asked him to send spies. He asked Hashem, and Hashem said, send for yourself if you want spies, but that's not a great idea. It was not something that was necessary to be done. Hashem is giving us this beautiful land, Eretz Yisrael, this wonderful, wonderful land. Why do you need to send spies? What good will come of it? Don't you trust my word? I took you out of Egypt. I split the sea for you. I had 10 Malkus. I gave you man. I have the Ananei HaKavod, the clouds covering you, protecting you, guiding you. You have the water from the rock. You have the man. What else do you need? You don't trust my word? Rashi and the Talmud point out, it's a Shalach Lecha Anashim from Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Bet, right away in the beginning of the Parsha. Send out for yourself. As your mind dictates, I am not instructing you. If you so desire, send. For the people of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, have come to Moshe, saying, let us send men before us, as it is written in Devarim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Chaf Bet, you all approached me, Moshe says. And Moshe consult with God. God said, Hashem said, I have said that it is a good land by your life. I shall now give you the option to err. And even from the beginning, the spies had evil intent. Besides for Yehoshua, and Kalev, who stood up, defended the honor of the land, but the people did not listen. The people did not understand and take it to heart and really take it to mind that Yehoshua and Kalev really knew what they were talking about. They were looking at different aspects, not understanding that all those people that were dying were for the benefit of the spies, so that people wouldn't be looking at these little tiny people running throughout the land. They said that they were like giants in our eyes. How would they know how people looked at in their eyes? They were talking and they were projecting onto the other people. They'd understand that the fruit was massive because Hashem blessed the land, looking at it as strange, alien, scary fruit, looking at these people as strange, alien, and huge people. Obviously, Hashem could have cut down any single person he wanted, any single aspect in the world. The idea is that when we send things in this world, be careful what we are sending. What kind of a message do you want to send in this life? What kind of a message of a life do you leave behind in this world? What do you want to send forth for yourself? And you should be careful with how you speak, because that is going to be unable to be retracted. We know the famous story I've talked about many times in many of the shiurim. The guy who wants to retract his evil sin of Lashon Hara, the rabbi tells him to get a pillow full of feathers, let the feathers out to the world and go retrieve the feathers. And the guy says, it's impossible to retrieve the feathers. And the rabbi says, so too Lashon Hara, it's impossible to retrieve Lashon Hara. Anytime we speak things, we should always be triply careful what we say. Hashem gives us three safeguards. Chavetz Chaim points out in his Lashon Hara books, three safeguards we're supposed to look at when we're talking. We have the teeth, we have the mouth, the lips, and we have the tongue. All three are supposed to try to protect us from evil speech. If we need three safeguards in how we speak, then we really need to be triply careful and think about three times before what we speak. Even podcasting, I have to think about what I want to say. Can I say this? Can I say that? What do I want to convene as a message? What do I want to let out to the world? Because these messages live forever in the cybersphere. on the forums, on the podcast forums, whether it's live on the air or whether it's afterwards as a podcast pre-recorded audio bits. We need to be careful with what we say and what we release to the world. Different actions that we do, we should be careful what we send forth, what we use our capabilities for. Obviously, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, we know Shlomo Melech teaches us no one's perfect and everybody falls sometimes, but in general, we should be careful with voluntarily what we're using our energies for, what we're using our capabilities for. You have the ability to speak good or bad. You have the tremendous influence. Let's say you have the awesome ability to be a great radio host, but instead you waste it on video games. You waste it on ranking TV shows. You could have easily ranked Sfarim, talked about commentaries and brought it to life. You could have easily done such mitzvahs and such chesed and such Torah with your capabilities. You could have sent forth beautiful messages. Instead, you send forth garbage. Instead, you send forth garbage. Someone could be blessed with the writing of the quill, as in the olden days, with the writing of the pen. Someone who is a gifted writer and wastes it on ranking the three best cheeses in New York. You could have easily used your written word to do tremendous good, to rank the best three rabbis to listen to right now, to rank the best three Jewish podcasts or the best three books to read right now, but you wasted your pen on cheese? You wasted your talent on cheese? You could be a teacher. You could mold little minds into awesomeness, and instead you're teaching them about something so esoteric. You're teaching them about, you know, a random plant that grows in the middle of Australia, when literally you could be teaching them Torah, you could be teaching them Tanakh, you could be teaching them beautiful lessons, beautiful ideas, beautiful aspects. Why waste it on craziness? You can be given a beautiful blessing of playing an instrument. Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me the beautiful blessing of playing an acoustic guitar. I've been playing for over 25 years now. I learned when I was 10, and Baruch Hashem, here in 2023, I'm 35. What a waste it would be to only play like non-Jewish music. What a waste it would be to only make music that has no connection to Judaism or Yahadut. What a waste it would be. Baruch Hashem, I do love to play Jewish songs. I do love to play Jewish music. And Baruch Hashem, I was taught to read music. Wouldn't it be a waste if I only used it to read non-Jewish music? But how much a wonderful thing could it be if I use it to make Jewish songs, to create Jewish songs, to bring Hashem into the picture, into many songs, and bring a Jewish life into the picture in many ways, and to play Jewish songs itself. You love music. You love listening to music. Switch it. Send forth for yourself in your life to listen to Jewish music. I always loved music. I had the iPod back in the day, the MP3 players, and I used to love all kinds of music. And myself and my wife honed ourselves over the years to trash all that and instead send forth for ourselves in the car really good and on the road, and whenever we're listening to music, to listen to really good Jewish music. And I find those aspects to bring for me what I need. I like hip-hop, so I find the Jewish version. I like rap, I found the Jewish version. Of course, Nissan Black is fantastic, one of my favorite Jewish artists of all time. And I find the really upbeat music, and I use that for myself, because I want to send forth for myself and my wife and my kids music. I want it to be good Jewish music. I send forth for myself when I want to read really good novels. I love a good novel, especially mystery, suspense, thriller. And years ago, I used to read different kinds, but my wife and I honed ourselves again over the years to get rid of all that trash and instead bring in the novels from Art School and Feldheim and Shar Press and Sufta and Menucha Publishers, my favorite. And really good authors we found, and we found substitutions. I've even found a Jewish book, which is like a Jewish version of Sherlock Holmes. I found like the Detective PI version from Ruthie Perlman, and I found some really good books, some mystery, thriller, suspense from the Yonah Sapir. The Eyal Gabal books are fantastic. These are really good books. These are really good aspects. Because in your life, you want to send forth for yourself good things. What kind of a life do you want to lead? What kind of a life do you want to leave behind? Send forth mitzvahs and chesed and Torah learning for yourself. Send forth good vibes of Torah aspects for music, for aspects, for capabilities. You have the ability to send forth for yourself a beautiful life, a tremendous life. If you're blessed with the right writer or a musician or a speaker or an editor or a blogger. Use it for Torah. Use it for mitzvos. Use it for chesed. Don't waste it on frivolity. Don't waste it on nonsense. You could be a blogger for crazy things. At least do it in a way that can help the Jewish people. Some people are bloggers and they're food bloggers and they're Jewish food bloggers. There are different websites. Yeah, that's kosher and great restaurant Jewish foodies. Just to name a few, there are great things that people use their capabilities to guide people, even to a simple materialistic thing, but at least for Jewishness, to Jewish restaurants, to Jewish stores. You have the ability to rank things, to write things, to speak things. Use it for Torah, use it for mitzvahs, use it for chesed. We see the great sin where they're sending for themselves in a bad way. Hashem gives a gift of the land, and they think that they need to learn about it in the wrong way. In your life, you should send out messages. You should send out wonderfulness using your voice, using your word for Torah, for mitzvahs, for chesed, to accomplish great things in this life. What kind of a life can you do to shalach lecha? What kind of a life can you send forth for yourself at all times? I am always reachable at MaximumTEE7@gmail.com. Join us next week here again on Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.